O'Neill, NBC News Radio national correspondent, joining us. The latest on the war in Ukraine. Interesting week after the president from China was visiting Putin in Moscow. We had the Japanese leader go to meet with Zelensky in the Ukraine. Rory, an update. Good morning.
Yeah, Jack, good morning. And we're still waiting for President Xi of China to have a phone call with President Zelensky. Apparently that's in the works. But, you know, now Ukrainian military officials could be plotting a counteroffensive. They really had been almost in a standoff in some parts of eastern Ukraine, particularly in that Bakhmut region. And the Russians are running out of supplies. They're running out of ammunition. They're running out of soldiers, many of whom are being killed or injured. And perhaps Ukraine is starting to think this may be the time to ramp up and win back some of the territory that's been lost over the past year.
Certainly haven't heard the end of this one. All right, Rory, hope you have a good weekend coming up. Anything good coming up this weekend?
The brewery around the corner from me is doing a halfway to Oktoberfest celebration.
Oh, what's better than that?
Right? I think it's sort of the leftover St. Patrick's Day beer, but I'm in.
Hey, temperature's going to be in the 90s, right, Rory?
Yeah, 92 tomorrow.
Oh.
Well, hey, I know we're only at 24 days into March, but your Florida governor's on his way to New Hampshire in a few weeks.
I'm no surprise there. You know, he's. I think we're all waiting for him to make the formal announcement once the Florida legislative session comes to an end. But, you know, every time he does a press event now, there's a big American flag behind him that's pretty clear what his intentions are.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Thank you, Rory O'Neill, NBC News Radio national correspondent.